Every week, I feel like we start with your like imitation of what our introduction sounds like.
Oh, man, I did the audio mixing. I did the fucking effects.
You did
effects.
Usually,
I did everything.
Like usually, I do the audio at least. You
I
did
was
everything,
like, nah,
man.
You're gonna fuck it up. I gotta make it right.
That's fine by me, man. That's fine by me. If that's the one project you do this year, which is looking like that's the case, then it was really well done. So I'm proud of you, man. Really happy with it.
Was that this year?
I don't even know.
It's probably not.
It probably wasn't. I think it was.
I think it might have been.
Yeah, it was like February.
Yeah, that's right.
How many of those clips did Colby not want to use, Sam? In order for him to protest, you would have to have seen it before I made it.
What?
But all of the ones where he is shirtless and he is dressed in women's clothing, those were the clips he did not want me to use.
There was one stipulation, and it was me with a fucking Jack Daniel's bottle picture. That's the one I wanted to take out.
Really?
And I left it in.
That's the one you wanted to get rid of?
Yeah.
Why?
I look like a psychotic person.
You are a psychotic person.
No.
Anyone who watches more than 6 minutes of this show knows that you have a tendency to lean towards a psycho.
I'm a normal person
no.
who likes to murder people.
No. Oh, yes.
Hmm?
No.
Yeah, normal.
Half no, half yes.
Normal, but murder.
No, I don't know. Well, what's up, Sam? What's up, Pro Xbox Craft? I thought you were going to go see Endgame like 2 weeks ago, Xbox. Like,
how have you not seen it already?
Have you been spoiled? I can't imagine. Like,
yeah, you definitely have.
I just can't imagine.
Like the trailers.
Right, they spoil it now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, here's Spider-Man, you know?
Yeah.
It's crazy to me.
Cap's grabbing the fucking thing.
Yeah, man, it's crazy. I'm not planning on saying that's okay, Sam. It's all right. We all make bad choices.
That's a
you know,
bad
like
choice.
Not seeing any game, being a Bears fan. We understand. Okay, I get it. We all make these choices
watching
in life. Watching this show. Yep. Mm. Yep. Uh-huh. And now going to the lake, chilling on a boat. Well, that's awesome, actually.
Chilling on a boat. Yeah,
Sam, there's no way we could hurt you more than the Bears have hurt you over the last several seasons of football. So are you looking at your car right now?
I want to see if I could see where it's at.
What do you mean?
Like, I don't know if I can.
He just pulled up my Hyundai app.
Well, it's taking a hot.
What is this? Your car has an app?
Yeah.
Dude, I am so.
It's called Blue Link. It allows me to start it, stop it, set the temp.
How's that work? How's it connect?
I don't know.
Does it have, like, satellite in it or something?
I think so, yeah. Well, it's a subscription service, so I have to pay for it monthly.
Oh.
So yes, I would
okay, yeah, typical Colby car, yeah. I mean,
get the fuck
that goes
out,
without
Sam.
Saying, yeah.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Like, it's just
then why isn't it working?
I don't know.
I mean, you pay for it, it should work. You should be on Mars, it should work.
I saw it.
Can you say, like, show my car on a map?
I don't know.
That feels like that's something that should, like...
Car finder?
I mean, that sounds like it would do, or it's going to show you a new car. Like, here's a new car you can buy, courtesy of Hyundai. You're welcome. That'll be $40,000.
Well, it's thinking.
It should be faster.
Let me say, it's not the fastest.
It should be faster.
It takes like 5 minutes from when I press the button for it to actually
so
turn
it
on.
It could be like 20 miles from where it was when you hit the button by the time it shows you where it is.
Yeah.
Like, if you're driving, it's probably not accurate, right? What's it say?
My vehicle's out of 1 mile range. I can't see it. I don't know.
It's like, isn't that like Find My iPhone?
You would think, right?
Like, if someone like jacked your car, you could show people where it was.
I think it's your car. It's supposed to do. Yeah.
Why wouldn't it show you where it is?
I don't know.
That's messed up, dude. That's rigged. How much do you pay for that a month?
$15.
I'm guessing it's free right now, right?
It's three months free.
Yeah, $15. Don't repay for that.
I mean, do you think, like, the only reason I want to continuously pay for it is for the remote start?
Don't you have a key that does that?
No.
Can't you get one?
I can. That's my thing. Is should I pay $15 for it to have the app to do it?
Not
or
if it's
should
that
I
slow.
Install one that's on my key, which I don't know how that works.
Hey, babe, when we're in the mall, make sure you tell me about 15 minutes before we leave so I can boot up the app and hit start.
It's a lot quicker than that.
It took a good 2 minutes.
I just have to remember. I never remember.
If you have a key, you'll remember because it's in your hand.
Yeah.
You mean yeah?
Yeah.
What do you mean yeah?
But then you have to be close to it. Like, I could be in the middle of fucking...
Why would you remote start your car a million miles away?
I don't know. To be there... I mean, it's not a million miles away, but, like, if it's in a parking garage,
which
I'm in a building.
We have two parking garages in the entire city.
There's three.
Okay.
I don't know. It's kind of pointless. But
it is pointless. It makes you feel like a badass.
It does.
That's why you want it.
But it's $15 a month. That's like expensive.
That's a lot. That's a lot a month. That's a lot. Turn on the AC so it's cold by the time you get there. Yeah, you can start the heater. But again, like,
I gotta get rid of
you got ventilated seats, man. It should cool like almost instantly.
Nah. I mean, it is pretty fast cooling down so
it
far.
It should. I have a car from 2005. It cools down quick. Like, blasts like mountain air into my face. So cold. Your car should be better than that. Okay. All right. Cool. People can hack your car or control it because of this.
Do
connected
it.
Invasion.
Kill me.
Yeah, dude. It's like the CIA do assassinations that
do
way, you know?
It.
Like, they can take over people's cars and... You know, can you drive it? Oh, Sam said he'd laugh if you started left it in gear. Can you change gears with the app?
No.
How awesome would that be, though, if you're just like...
That would be real dumb. I would crash it immediately. You saw me with
That'd
a drone.
Cool. Yes. Yes.
I pulled that thing out of my closet the other day.
Yeah?
It's so fucked up.
I mean, you only crashed it that once. Did you crash it more than that when
no,
I wasn't
once
there?
Once I crashed it, then.
It was it? That
was
it.
It. I was like, I ain't putting this back together.
For you guys that don't know, we were in Colorado on vacation. This was in 2016, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And Colby had the drone, and we wanted to take it up. So he took it up, put my GoPro on it, took it up, got some cool footage. He got it about... What, 2 feet from the ground, realized that landing was going to be too difficult, and then you just yelled, F it, and you cut the engines, and it just...
7 feet.
Okay,
man.
It might have been 10 feet. Regardless, it should have been easy, pretty easy to land.
It was the wind.
Should have just
really
went
windy.
Straight down, and he
I
just said, forget
it,
and
windy.
He just basically turned it off, and it just went... And yeah. Then that was the last time I ever saw him fly the drone.
Yep. Your GoPro was fine.
It was.
But the gimbal it was on wasn't.
No.
And that was the hardest part to get to work, so I was like, fuck it.
I remember you worked so hard to get that gimbal to work.
I did.
Because what it did is it was supposed to keep the camera steady. So, like, if you moved the drone, like, the camera would stay in the same position. Because, like, if it's a fixed camera, like, you turn the drone right, the camera goes right. But the idea was Colby was going to be Spielberg, and he was, like, going to shoot over a river. But he wanted to, like, coast along the river, but he wanted the camera to stay at the exact same angle. But he never got it to work.
I got into it too early.
You got into,
like,
droning too early?
Yeah.
Okay.
Literally, if I had waited 1 year to get a drone.
So you're saying if you went to Best Buy now and got a drone.
It would have a gimbal built in that you can control from the remote and point the camera where you need it to be. That was the bad thing about mine was I couldn't control the gimbal. It would just automatically... control the stabilization, but the camera is always pointed at a certain angle down.
This guy just got a drone, and it looks so good. Hey, what's up, Acid? Like, yeah, look at this. Okay, so this is his drone right here. All right,
what is that? The DJI?
I have no idea what it is.
Probably.
But like, look at his drone, man. Like, okay, so this is all GoPro. Clearly, this is a GoPro on his head. But look at his drone, man.
Yeah, I think that's a DJI.
That's like a stealth looking drone, dude. And it's got, like, a Game Boy controller for it. Like, what?
Maybe.
Like,
well, yeah.
Look at this.
Mine's fucking massive. You remember that?
Yes.
Now they got this
it's
shit.
It's, like, this big. It's
also,
huge.
Also, this, like, can, like, sense you and fly itself and track you and move along to where he doesn't have to control it.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, he's getting a phone call?
I cannot believe where I'm going right now.
I haven't heard this with audio. Okay. All right. I don't know what happened. I'm a little disappointed using an Android, to be honest. This used to be an Apple guy. I'm a little upset. Okay.
It might not have worked with this drone.
So I'm guessing it's like, here's where you are. I hear it speaking. There it goes, man. Okay. So next video. That's his bike. I want drone footage. I think he has one of the drone. This guy. This is Nick... Nick George's friend, by the way.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Yeah, this is just his life all the time now. Here we go. Here's the drone. Here you go. Look at this
thing.
It's
definitely gimbaled. Thanks, babe.
And it's built in. Look, look at how close to the ground he is. You never got this close. You said F it, and it dropped. There it goes, man.
Well, also, it's probably not windy as shit. You would see it be windy as shit.
You think? Or do you think that this is just a better drone?
No, wind affects drones.
But not if it's on a stabilizer. Not if it's on a gimbal.
It absolutely does.
You're telling me it's not windy up there in those
mountains? A gimbal does not make magic happen, okay?
You're telling me it's not windy up in those mountains?
No, probably not. Not as windy as flat-ass Kansas.
Well, nothing's as windy as Kansas. But look, there's got to be some wind, right?
No, you would see the drone itself move.
Oh, look, it's a Mavic Pro Zoom. Look at that. Pro Xbox Craft got it just right. I think when it runs out of batteries, it returns to you.
Yeah, it should.
Dude, that's stupid, dude. Let me look at this thing. Right here. It's $1,300. How much was your drone?
$500.
Okay. So, I mean, this is a lot. It's a lot better. I mean, price rise, and I'm guessing, like, you know, feature-wise. It supports 4K at 30 frames. Doesn't say anything about a gimbal, man.
It's built in.
How do you know? Where does it say it at? Yep, the three-axis gimbal is capable of stabilizing the camera even during high-speed motion for smooth video and sharp photos. Beam what your drone sees through its camera straight to your phone or tablet using a free iOS or Android app so you can go into virtual flight, set up great photographs, and monitor telemetry data. Features a foldable low-profile ergonomic design to help your smartphone for maximum convenience. Attachable control sticks are stored inside the remote control to pack more conveniently. Five vision sensors, GPS, GLONASS, a pair of ultrasonic rangefinders, redundant sensors, and a group of 24 powerful specialized computers make sure your drone flies safely.
That's a little different.
Your drone sucks.
Yeah, no
shit. I mean, compared, but you're right. Like, that technology probably just...
It wasn't...
It didn't exist
it
at
existed,
a consumer level.
But yeah.
You couldn't go to Best Buy and get it.
It wasn't the...
Right, that's like a $5,000, literally, I'm Steven Spielberg drone. That's like...
Yeah.
Quit being an early adopter, man.
I'm either too early or too late.
It's what it is. It's what it is. Which one's worse?
Probably too early. Wait, no, too late.
You think too late's worse?
Yeah, too late. Then you get the FOMO. You missed out.
It's not the FOMO, it's just the mo.
Yeah.
Just the missed
you
out.
You missed
part.
Out.
It's just the missed out.
Well, the fear of missing out became the legitimate fear of missing out.
Fear I have missed out.
The FOMO.
FIMA, whatever. But anyway, yeah, drones are cool, man, but... I don't know. To me, drones are more of a gimmick than they are something that's like, I mean, for him, like, he lives in the mountains, like, it's cool, but how many times really can you take drone videos of your backyard, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess if you're a world traveler or you make short films or something, you know, I guess, but...
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's great for YouTubers.
Because that's what you did. You took video in your front yard.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
Yep.
Well, what
I wanted
else
to
do?
Use it more, but then as
but
soon as I
do?
Bought it, we stopped doing like short videos.
Oh, so you did it for Men of Wit?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
What kind of cool drone shots were you going to do with Pinella, dude?
I don't know. Like that bridge shot in the investigation, that should have been a drone shot.
Should have been. Is it illegal to fly a drone around there?
I mean, back then it wasn't.
It's because I didn't know.
Yeah.
So you were early enough that there were no laws,
mm-hmm.
but too early that you could really take advantage of it.
Yep.
Dude, that's sick.
I would have flown
sick
that thing,
irony,
like,
man.
It would have ran right into the river if I tried to fly it. I'm not great. I'm not a drone pilot.
No, I know that from the just the F it and then let it fall to its death. Yeah, I have come to realize
yeah,
that.
Man,
so,
yeah, man, now you can major in it.
You can major in drone flying?
Yeah. You can be a professional drone pilot.
I mean, I watch like the Netflix shows and stuff. There are so many drone shots. Of Netflix, like for Netflix shows now, like they're just all over the place. Like I watched Chef's Table show, which is about these people who cook good food and stuff, and it's in like 4K and it's gorgeous. It's all about food and locations of where the people are, because you know a lot of them are like, I go up to the mountains on my burro and I grab the freshest coconut and then I plate it and it's a this big of a serving and it costs $900 million.
Hello, I am Maniche.
3 Michelin stars. But like it's always like a tracking drone shot through the mountains and it's just like. Yeah, man.
Well, that's the thing now is you don't even fucking need a drone because everybody's already gotten a drone and filmed the stuff that you'd want to have.
It's true. It's all stock
footage.
Yeah, it's all stock footage.
YouTube it, rip that thing, and then just put it where you want it.
Pro Xbox Craft says he went to school for a semester in high school to learn about drones. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I had Bible class yeah. in my high school.
I had typing class.
Yeah, that's they're like, ooh, keyboards are new. Let's learn those.
Pro Xbox Crafts, he's doing drones.
God, it's so messed up, dude. We're old men, and I hate it.
Yep.
We're old men, dude.
Dude, our generation was the worst.
Yeah,
it's like
we have all
the technology.
Do we? I don't think so.
We did. We had a lot of
it. We had the beginning of the technology.
But yeah, but then so we have too much technology to be old school, like our parents.
Right.
But then now we're too old to know the newest technology.
We were literally the FOMO.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you were for drones, you were a few years too early. Our generation is a generation before technology became really usable, and after we didn't want to do it the old way, because gross. Hey, Kay, what's up? Like, yeah, the middle of nothing. It's like,
yep.
We're not going to use computers, because that would be stupid. But our computers didn't really do anything great.
Yeah.
Yet. You know? It's not fair, man.
It's real dumb.
Who do we blame?
Everyone.
Just hate, life. Just a general hatred of all of our friends and family.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, Kay's 5-year-old's taught robotics. I don't think...
They teach coding in grade school now, yeah.
That's stupid, man. Imagine Twitch back then. I don't have to. I lived through it.
It
was awful.
Yeah, it was.
It was awful.
Ustream, man.
Ustream, dude. Ugh.
Ugh.
The video was this big.
It was tiny.
Yeah, my first live stream was 07? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it would have been 07. I was doing video in 06. I think 06. It might have been late 05.
What was the first live show you did?
Like live broadcast?
Mm-hmm.
Oof. Well, we streamed Colby and Colton live, didn't we?
Yeah.
Because I don't think... The show was live. I don't think it was live. So I think Colby and Colton might have been the first live stream we ever did.
That's sad.
I think it might have been.
I think you're right. Because I remember that gigantic-ass firewire cord that you probably still have.
Oh, I definitely still have that. Yeah. But I think you were the first because you owned the camera. I think I bought the cables and said I could figure out how to make this work because I think you were like digging through a closet and you're like, I got a camera, and I'm like, we can make this work, and when we did. I think that, and
you're still using tapes then, too, though.
Yeah, I still have all those tapes, mm-hmm. Yeah. I think, like in our intro, our intro is, I would play it for you, like, our intro is that camera. Like, that's...
Oh, yeah.
That footage is from mm-hmm. that camera.
The first two shows, yeah.
Yeah.
Those were live.
Yeah, we streamed Seth and Colby live. Mm-hmm. Every episode of Seth and Colby we've done, I think, has been live streamed.
Yeah, I think the first camera that we ever got that had a hard drive in it was that flip camera.
Yeah, but we couldn't stream off that one.
Right.
This camera we use for this show, this actually shows how far technology came. Colby bought this camera because it's HD.
It's HD and had a huge hard drive and
right.
I thought it had manual focus, which it doesn't.
But it's really good quality, but it couldn't stream at all. So we ended up using these little Logitech cameras. Which actually looked fine. But, like, this camera up here, only after Elgato released their Cam Link, did it become affordable for people to actually use any video source to stream. Because you could always capture a GoPro or this camera or whatever if you had, like, a Blackmagic, like, ripper.
Mm-hmm.
They're, like, 5K.
Yeah.
Like, SNL buys them, you know? They're not for us. So that's only in the last year and a half that we would be able to use this. But this camera's, what, 8, 9 years old, probably?
Yeah.
It's old, dude.
Yeah, it is.
It still works.
Yeah.
Still, it's working. But yeah, things have super changed. Like, I think the biggest change for me, besides the ease of technology, and the thing that blows my mind is, like, just going into Best Buy and just seeing, like, USB mics. Because podcasting, for me, when I was in it, like, no one thought about it. Mm-hmm. Like, podcasting was such a niche. That, like, you basically had to build a radio studio in order to podcast, which is what I did, which is I currently have. But now you can just go Best Buy and buy a USB mic. But to me, the thing that's craziest is, like, how easy it is to buy cable. Like, you can go to Amazon and buy an XLR cable that's shielded and really good for $15.
Oh, yeah.
And back in the day, it was like $45 for me to get a 6-foot cable.
Mm-hmm.
Like, cables were so expensive, and now I can get them in bulk for $5.
Yeah, back when Radio Shack was still...
Yeah, when radio... Like, everything was Radio Shack, man. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. Like, Amazon Basics changed my life. Like, I made these boom handles, I made them out of lamps. Desk lamps, where I cut the lamp... Like, this used to be a lamp... Like a lampshade, like a desk lampshade, and I cut it off, unwound all of the electrical cable out of it, and used the clamp and jimmy rigged it with screws and stuff to get a mic clamp on it. That was my original scissor arm mic, because if you wanted one, you had to go to a radio catalog and buy it from a catalog, and it was like $250.
Mm-hmm.
And now you can get these on Amazon for
$12. Yeah.
It's ridiculous to me.
It's crazy.
That's the stuff that blows my mind.
Mm-hmm.
But that's supply and demand, man.
Amazon changed the world.
Well, and just people, everyone does it now, you know?
What, podcasting?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone live streams.
That's true.
Everyone's live streaming.
It's crazy,
know?
Man.
I wish they would stop.
That Nerve movie is going to come true.
People need to stop streaming. I miss the days when we could be on the front page of Ustream because no one else was there, you know?
Yeah.
You remember that? I could just email Ustream and be like, hey, we got this big event, and they would promote it on the front page of Ustream. And then they put our video on the front page, and now it's like everyone's doing one.
Yep.
Sucks, dude.
Yep.
Stop making content.
Everybody's
only
doing
listen
that.
To us. I mean, how many people in chat right now are streamers? Menace, Sam, K and Drew, Acid Cat. You guys all stop streaming. Only host us now.
Just end it.
Don't host this show, though.
We need to be
we don't need
humans on the planet.
Okay. I agree. Well, no. The only interesting one. Like, I would appreciate if people would stop acting, stop making music. Like, if we were the only content available for people to consume, that would make me happy.
Yeah.
You know?
Apocalyptic event, man.
Right. Because, like, I don't want...
Where's that snap at, man?
Like, if all of Twitch went away and everyone stopped streaming, people would just watch George Clooney movies, you know? I don't want that. I need them to only watch us. So you gotta stop, you know? You gotta stop listening to other things.
That shows your age, man. George Clooney ain't shit now, man.
George Clooney, what are you talking about, dude?
Young
people love the Clune
do
dog.
Do not know who George Clooney is.
You don't think so?
No.
Who's the George Clooney of the kids' generation? PewDiePie? I mean, who is it?
George Clooney of the kids' generation.
Yeah, who's the new George Clooney? I mean, is there a Brad Pitt?
That's hard, because I'm not a kid, so I can't...
Yeah, why am I asking you? You're old now, too.
I was going to say Channing Tatum, but he might be too old
now.
Dude,
he might... Is he dead?
I think so.
What happened to Channing Tatum?
Well, Gambit got canceled, so...
Is he dead?
He might be dead. Who's another hot dude? Charlie Hunnam?
No. You have a crush on him. No one else does.
Everyone else does.
No, no one cares about
Charlie. That's
why Charlie
he keeps
Hunnam.
Getting movies, even though he's bad.
What if they only watch you, even though there are all streamers and movies of George Clooney's out there? Okay, you know it's not enough for me. I'm needy. Menace says the very Vince McMahon mentality. I don't know enough about wrestling to understand that reference. I'm sorry. So I appreciate your effort, Kay.
Hasselhoff?
Hasselhoff.
Ooh, Zac Efron, that's a good one.
Oh, Efron, dude, that might be the Clooney of today.
The Rock.
No. The Rock's got to be aging out, too, right?
Yeah, I mean, the man's old.
Zac Efron, that's the pull, man. That might be him.
Did you see the murdering movie?
The one where he's Bundy?
Mm-hmm.
I hear it's really good.
He's really good in it. He's really good in
like
it.
Like Oscar-worthy?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Then he's not Clooney, is he?
No. But, I mean, for a dude who starred on
a
dancing
high
school
young actor
musical,
right now? That Timothy Chalamet guy.
Who?
Exactly.
Timothy Chalamet.
Timothy Chalamet.
Who
he's
the
probably
fuck's
the
that?
Next Brad Pitt or
who
George
the hell
Clooney.
Is that?
He's the okay. We know him from being the son in Interstellar. But he was in Call Me by Your Name. He was in another big movie. Chris Pratt too old, Acid. I think he's too old.
No, Chris Pratt's up there. That's definitely a good one.
Do you think the main Avengers can be one? Like Chris Hemsworth, Chris Evans, Chris Pratt?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I feel like in order to be the Clooney, you have to be Oscar-worthy. because Clooney like acts in Oscar movies. Like he's a leading man. I think these are two action stars.
What's one movie Clooney's been in that he's won an Oscar for?
Syriana, Ides of March. Dude, we could look him up.
Yeah,
what's
Leo,
up, Chris? What's
Leo
up, Leo
just got the first Oscar ever for a goddamn Bear
Rate movie. Yeah, but everyone's been saying
that,
like, Leo deserved one for much longer
yeah,
than
yeah, but still, that just goes to show you don't need to be a fucking Oscar winner to be a goddamn good actor.
Well, I'm not saying that, but I'm saying if we're going to compare apples to apples, you have to be a contender. Of course, one could make the argument, though, that that may not apply because all the Oscars in the Academy, they're all old people, too. So they could be in the mindset that Clooney's always going to be Clooney, and they're not hip to the Hemsworths because they're too old fashioned. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
I'm trying to remember all the
We're
best
just gonna
picture winners. How about that Eddie Redmayne?
I feel like he's too old too. I don't know, man. Is it really old for us to I shouldn't group you in here, but like, is it too old of me to assume that if you're an action movie star like the Chris's or the Hemsworths,
mm-hmm.
that you're not going to be a serious, legitimate actor?
Yeah, no, I mean, that's pretty apparent from Oscars, yeah.
Okay, so like, From Dusk Till Dawn, Chris just mentioned that one. Thin Red Line, that was a cameo. Let's see, where's like his big one? Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou? The Perfect Storm, those are probably the big one. And see, those are like...
Oh, Brother, did that win one?
I don't know. See, Ocean's 11, like, who's in movies right now like Ocean's 11?
Avengers.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, Men in Black International would probably be, like, the kids' Ocean's 11, right?
No.
No?
What?
I don't know. I'm trying to compare stuff,
You're not
man.
Comparing shit. One, you haven't listed any movie that's won an Oscar so far.
Well, I'm sure that he has Oscars. Okay, hold on. Youngest Oscar.
You can't spell.
Nominee. All right, nominees, all right. Let's see here. Youngest ever Oscar nominees from People. People. Yeah, Tom Cruise won an Oscar, didn't he? God, I hate lists. Abigail Breslin. She was 10 when she was nominated. Okay. Anna Paquin?
What?
Best Supporting Actress
win?
In 1993.
Yes, yeah, she won. That's sad. And she goes on and stars. So
Tatum O'Neal? No idea.
You're telling me in the X-Men trailer for the first X-Men, they listed her name probably as an Academy Award winner, Anna Paquin.
Actually, what? Look at that.
That's just, X-Men. That's crazy.
Right here, dude.
Probably not.
I would guess not, right? But you got to remember,
you're telling
like
me
when this trailer
that
came out,
she has won an Oscar, and no one had heard of Hugh Jackman until this fucking.
That's
movie.
What I was just about to say.
That's crazy.
Like in this movie, it's going to be Ian McKellen, Patrick Stewart, Anna Paquin. Because yeah, Hugh Jackman was nothing in this movie.
Yep. Oh damn, those liquid
Ladies
effects,
man.
We are now seeing the beginnings of another stage of human evolution.
Like, she had just come off the place of being a Bond villain.
The truth is that mutants are very real, and they are among us.
There he is, dude.
Man is evolving.
And above all, what they can do.
We're not what you think, not all of us.
Were trailers this bad back then?
I think.
What place is this?
Oh, Halle Berry was big. Right?
I'm Professor Charles Xavier.
Oh yeah, this fucking rock music, man.
Where mutants could learn to focus their powers in a positive way, and also learn that mankind was not evil, just
evil.
Uninformed. You'll be safe here.
You see the big ass.
Very powerful mutant who believes that a war is brewing between mutants and the rest of humanity.
There is a war coming. You sure you're on the right side?
I haven't seen Anna Paquin at all yet.
Mm-mm.
Wolverine.
Jesus Christ, man. These are so bad.
Saber Batu's in this movie for like 6 seconds, isn't he?
Yeah. They literally did like
Toad.
A lineup, man.
I forgot Toad, dude.
Yeah, it's fucking Darth Maul
it's
right there.
Darth Maul,
I've
Toad.
Never seen anything like this before.
We are the future, Charles, not them. They no longer matter.
Hold on.
I mean, that's kind of a big spoiler if that guy is like a mutant in the trailer, right? Like, isn't that the whole plot? That, like, they turn him into a mutant, they have the whole machine that's gonna mutinize
Dude,
everybody?
Still pretty badass that
yeah,
they had
dude.
A fight.
This is a good movie.
On top
I mean,
of
it's,
the fucking.
It's 90s, but like.
Statue of Liberty.
I'm waiting to see a cast or something, you know? Academy Award winner, Anna Paquin. That's the whole reason we watch this.
I don't think it happens, man.
Protecting those who fear them.
Mankind has evolved, not an enemy.
It doesn't say. It didn't say any cast, man.
That's a blast from the past there, man.
That's nuts, dude.
Shit.
Trailers.
So we just watched the whole movie.
Trailers, man.
We did.
Yeah, that's 19 years old. And remember, Dark Phoenix is supposed to take place 10 years before this movie, and he still looks like James McAvoy.
Yep.
That doesn't make any sense.
Nope.
When's the last time you watched the OG X-Men?
It's been a hot minute.
It's been a while, all right? Mm-hmm.
I feel like I saw the second one, like, on TV.
I think the second one is better.
Recently or
something. Isn't the second one better? I love the villain in the second one.
Yeah, I think everybody likes the first and the second.
Yeah.
And
the third one
is trash.
Is pretty much atrocious.
And then all the rest are trash, in my opinion.
I liked Days of Future Past. That one was good.
That one was, yeah. Hated First Class.
First Class was okay for me.
Hated First Class.
First Class was just okay. It's so hard because I love Wolverine. It's going to be hard for me to watch. I think the MCU, like, it's always been strong for me. It's always knocked out of the park. I think the first time I'm really going to be like, eh, is going to be when they have a new Wolverine. Because, dude, Hugh Jackman, he is Wolverine to me.
Yeah.
You know? Like, there's a reason that they don't have Wolverine in the old movies. They got rid of Cyclops, Mystique, they reboot Storm, they reboot Nightcrawler, they reboot Xavier, they reboot Magneto. They left Wolverine alone, and that's because it's like, how are you going to replace Hugh Jackman, dude?
You're not.
He's so good.
Yeah.
He could still do it, too. I'm so mad that they're now in the MCU, and they better just get Hugh Jackman back. He could do it, right?
He said he wanted to,
I thought. That's what I mean. That's why I'm mad. Like, if it's not him, but... In Marvel's defense, like, if they're going to use it for a 20-year plan, they're going to have to get someone in their 20s or 30s.
Yeah.
But would you rather have someone new playing Wolverine who can last for 20 years or an 80-year-old Hugh Jackman still slashing people?
Oh, no, man.
I think maybe here's a question for you.
Also, what?
Well, do you think people really care about how fit he is? Or do you think that that's an old trope?
I mean, he doesn't have to be a fucking...
Like, I think...
Starve himself of water
well,
to get
vascular. That's what we talked about on the show.
No.
Like, he would do glucose and his veins would pop. Like, do you think people really need that anymore?
No.
Like, I don't think people go to the movie and be like, well, you know, I really would have liked that Wolverine movie, but his veins didn't pop. Like, I don't think that that's something that happened.
No.
So I feel like he could be old. Like, Chris Evans
You
didn't...
still have not seen Logan, right?
No, I have not.
You're the fucking worst.
I'm sorry. I don't watch anything.
You're proclaiming your love for Wolverine, yet you haven't seen the best Wolverine movie?
I know, man. What if I don't watch it? It's like it never ends. There's always something new out to me.
Don't put Tom Hardy in there.
They say Tom Hardy can be taking Wolverine's mantle? No.
No.
No, I don't want Tom Hardy.
He ruins everything.
I don't. Let's not go that far. I like Tom Hardy.
No. Nuh-uh. Ever since Bane, downhill.
I get the feeling he's weird.
Yeah.
Like, I think he's a weird dude.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Isn't he in Peaky Blinders?
Yeah.
Is he good in that?
I don't know. I never watched it.
I thought you watched Peaky Blinders with Bash.
I watched one episode with Bash.
You did a whole episode of Colby and Bash show about your love for Peaky Blinders. It was based off one episode?
It was his love, man. It was
not
mine.
Okay, I don't know, man. I love Cillian Murphy. What about him to do Wolverine?
Tom Hardy is fantastic in roles like that.
Shut up! I don't know, man. I love Cillian Murphy. And Siri said, okay, it's no big deal that you don't know.
What?
Dude, I don't know. Hey, April, what's up?
No, Tom Hardy's great in the old school roles. Like, he was good in that fucking movie with Shia LaBeouf. He was good when he was like...
Brothers or whatever, yeah. I remember that movie.
Whatever movie he played, two brothers, twins. He's a gangster movie.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
That was good.
Well, the one where he's in with James Gandolfini. That was a good movie. He's been in a lot of, like, indie movies.
Yeah.
And they're all great.
He sucked ass.
I don't know, man.
He sucked ass in Dunkirk.
He sucked ass in Venom. I think we're letting bad movies taint Tom Hardy.
Yeah, why he would agree to do Venom?
Well, because money's great.
Yeah, but he didn't. Apparently, from his track record, he's not a big fan of money. Like, that's not a big swaying point of what he chooses to do.
Well, he probably thought that until he had money, and then all of a sudden he's like, you know what? Money's pretty great. You know?
I mean, probably.
It happens to everybody.
Thank God, Sam.
That's what sellout is, right?
Thank God. See, that movie was made for Sam, and he thinks
was it
it's trash.
For the Brits, you think?
Oh, yeah. 1,000%.
Sometimes they accept roles due to contracts. That's true. Like, maybe he had to be in Venom in order to get his gangster movie done, you know?
Maybe.
Like Vinny Chase?
Well, he was really pushing hard. I remember in the beginning when it was announced that he was going to do the role justice.
Yeah, but did he actually say that?
Yeah.
Or did his agent say he said that?
No, he said it live, like live on camera to a Comic-Con.
Well, he shouldn't. Well, they probably made him say it, right?
I mean, yeah, I would assume to get people hyped.
I get the feeling that all those things, like they have publishers tell them, you know what you should do? You should go out and tell them you're going to do the role justice, and it's going to crush. Everyone's going to show up on the first day, and Tom Hardy doesn't know. That's why I'm so excited about, like, casting of, like, Henry Cavill as The Witcher, because, like, he knows the material. Like, you think Tom Hardy read one issue of Spider-Man before he accepted Venom?
He said he did.
Yeah, but did he?
I don't know.
Do you think so?
I don't know.
I don't know either, man.
I'm just saying, apparently, the final result is not at all in the hands of the actors.
No.
Not at all.
No.
Because from what I've seen, like, a lot of the cast of Game of Thrones is not feeling this last season.
Well, right, that's true. Yes, he read every single issue. Okay, Venice. Yeah. I don't know, I just... Did he do good in Venom outside of the movie sucking? And I thought you said you liked Venom.
It was weird.
Okay. But was Tom Hardy good at it?
There were, like, scenes that were good. But they tried to combine, like a buddy cop movie into an action adventure, into a horror. It was a weird combination of genres throughout that entire movie. So I didn't know whether or not to be scared, whether to be, like, anxious, whether to be laughing. Like, it was really weird.
Interesting.
There were, like, a couple scenes that if you just watched them just by themselves and not the rest of the movie,
right,
they'd be kind of funny.
You know what movie I watched the other day?
Hmm.
The Matrix.
Oh, yeah?
Dude, that movie is so good.
Really?
It is. There are some serious 90s scenes in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it also, like, I don't know, when's the last time you watched The Matrix?
It's been a hot second.
Like, it's been a while. And, like, don't you feel like that movie is really long?
Yeah.
It's not.
Really?
Like, here is the plot of The Matrix. Okay? Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Opening fight scene, Trinity's running on roofs. Gets to a phone, leaves. Okay? Neo goes to the club. Trinity approaches him. He's in the office. The agents are tracking him down. He takes the red pill. Wakes up. Learns jujitsu. Eats slop. Goes in. Sees the Oracle. Then sees the deja vu. Morpheus is captured. They rescue Morpheus. Subway fight. And then they do the hotel fight. He's the one. End of the movie. The only thing I glossed over was the betrayal, which happens in the deja vu scene. There are literally, like, 15 set pieces in that movie.
Really?
And I don't really... I feel like it's so well-paced that, like, you don't really think about it. How does the Matrix know that the chicken... That chicken tastes like chicken? Yeah, and it got me, because when he's in the Oracle, when he's talking to the Oracle, she's like, don't worry about the vase, and he's like, what vase? And then he knocks it over... And I'm thinking to myself, he probably wouldn't have knocked that vase over if she didn't tell him to look for it. And then literally after I thought that in my head, she's like, what's really going to get you later is, would you have broken the vase if I wouldn't told you not to worry about it? I'm just sitting there like, because we're probably in a real simulation.
Yeah, well, I just had this conversation with a drunk person last night.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you think we're in a simulation or not?
Sure.
I don't think we are.
I don't care.
I don't think we are. You know why? Because I look at the people in the Matrix and they look like they're having a good time in there.
Neo wasn't having a good time.
Well, yeah, and he left because he knew what the Matrix is. We're not smart enough to know the Matrix real, dude.
Uh-oh.
We're not smart enough. Here's the thing: if they want, if we're livestock, okay, powering the robots, they want us to be happy. I am not providing good power for the robots right now. I am fat, sloppy, and depressed.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way that the robots are like, this guy's a good Duracell. So there's
also,
no way we're in the
humans
Matrix.
Humans in general are not good batteries.
Dude, they said like, BTUs, man.
No, like you have to input so much into us to get any sort of outsource from us.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think that's the point of the Matrix, is that you're supposed to be like having a good time and it produces.
I don't think that's it.
Dude, I don't know. But anyway,
like the only energy levels that we produce is like heat.
I'm going to
watch. That's it, and that's not a lot.
Dude, heat produces energy, man.
Not a lot.
Well, that's why they have a lot of humans.
Somebody did the math on this. I watched it, and it would be a terrible power source.
You have too much time on your hands.
I do. Okay. YouTube exists, man.
Yeah,
those people have too much time on their hands.
That's a great point as well. They do. See, Chris says that all three Matrixes are on Netflix. I don't know if I want to watch 2 and 3. I remember
I
they were
two.
Really bad.
I like 2. I did not like 3.
Well, see, part of me is like, I don't know if I have... Because they came out a long time ago. Like, this is like 15 years. Like, we should watch the OG trailer for The Matrix.
It was going to be bad. It's going to have that same, like, boots, cat, boots, boots, cat, boots. That's more ominous. I didn't know Warner Brothers owned HBO.
In an ordinary world.
Molfa.
You do your job. I bet it says you pay your taxes. You go to parties. You pay your bills.
Goddamn close.
You live. As a slave!
Shit.
Have you ever had a dream, Neo, that you were so sure was real?
Here's that rock music coming.
Yeah.
What if you were unable to wake from that dream? How would you know the difference between the dream world and the real world?
Matrix did have some good music, though.
Dude, it did, dude.
What is the Matrix?
I looked up the cinematographer composer. He's like, he only composes Matrix.
A slave born into a prison.
I thought Rise Against the Machine was in this.
They are in the credits.
Matrix is a system, Neo. That system is our enemy.
Try to realize the truth.
What truth?
There is no spoon.
This trailer makes no sense.
Human beings are a disease. A cancer of this planet. You are a plague.
Like, this makes no sense.
So you're here to save the world.
I'm trying to free your mind, Neo. But I can only show you the door.
Who made this dream?
You're the one that has to walk through.
It seems that you've been...
It was just trippy as shit.
Two lives.
I've seen an agent punch through a concrete wall. Men have emptied entire clips of them and hit nothing but air. Everyone who has fought an agent has died. But where they have failed, you will succeed.
So do I don't think that's Morpheus's voice.
It's really not.
Hold on.
It's like really young Morpheus.
No, I just watched The Matrix.
Yeah.
That is not Morpheus. Can we do a study?
Probably just pitched the audio to make it accessible on all different forms of viewing devices, like TVs, because that's all
it does. Oh, because Lawrence Fishburne has a terrible voice. Is that what you're saying to me?
No, but they just they put it through, you know, like a normalizer.
Oh, they are all three on there. There they are right there.
Like a normalizer.
Where is continue? How do I watch it?
Oh, hello.
I hate freaking autoplay, dude. The Matrix, okay. Click right here. All right. See, there's your Rage Against Machine.
Yep.
Okay, so he says that line in the white part where he's in, like, the training segment. Before this,
it's right there. It was right there.
Is it
the jujitsu part?
No, because it's
right there.
It's before this. It's where he goes into the construct, dude.
Oh, the construct, eh?
Crap, I don't remember where it's at. Crap,
literally right there.
You're right there.
What part are you even talking
about?
I'm
looking for this part right here.
Have emptied entire clips of them and hit nothing but air. Everyone who has fought an agent has died.
Okay, that's the part right there. All right, I know where this is now.
It's wherever the red lady is.
Yeah, it's the lady in red. Yeah, that's exactly right, which is
right there.
Right here.
But where they have failed...
Listen, that is so different!
No, that sounds exactly the same.
Fight to protect it. Were you listening to me, Neo?
Okay, here we go. Listen to this.
Were you looking at the woman in the red dress?
I was...
Look again. Freeze it.
Look at this, man. This is an agent.
This isn't the Matrix.
No.
It's a lot of this.
It's another training program.
Do you know that half of Neo's lines in this movie are questions?
If you are not one of us, you are one of them.
What are they?
Sentient programs. They can move in and out of any software still hardwired to their system.
Jesus
that
God.
Means that anyone...
We're just watching the Matrix now.
Yeah, dude, it's fine. Whatever.
God, it's so hot in here.
Inside the Matrix... They are everyone.
There you go.
We have survived by hiding...
Hurry up and say the line, you forehead!
But they are the gatekeepers. They are guarding all the doors, they are holding all the keys, which means that sooner or later, someone is going to have to fight them.
Someone.
Okay. Here we go. Rewind it to right here.
Nothing but air.
Okay, it might be the same. You might be right.
Men have emptied entire clips of them and hit nothing but air. Everyone who has fought an agent...
It's way higher.
You know what it is? It's faster. That's what it is.
Oh.
I won't lie to you, Neo.
That's what it
is. Every single man or woman who has stood their ground, everyone who has fought an agent has died. But where they have failed, you will succeed.
It's just faster.
I've seen an agent punch through a concrete wall. Men have emptied entire clips at them and hit nothing but air.
That is definitely different audio fidelity, man.
Them and hit nothing but air.
Yeah, I think it's faster. I think they sped it up like...
So they're faster?
Like
0.3
seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And they thought we wouldn't notice, but I did.
You did.
Suck that, 1999 trailer makers! That's the stuff I really care about.
I know.
Literally no one else
no,
cares.
No, no one does.
No one cares about that.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
God, it's hot shit in here, man.
Dude, it is so hot. How much is one of these fancy things? I think they were just like $12 for another
one. Oh, yeah, probably
I'm just
going to
get
not.
You another one, bed.
Definitely not.
I think I'm going to need another power strip for it, though.
Good luck with that, fire hazard.
Nah, it's fine.
Yeah, sure.
It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I'm going to watch all the Matrixes, but I think I'm going to regret it.
Yeah, you are.
I think I'm going to regret it. But
you're going to get the two, and then you're going to be like, ah, this is kind of cool, but it's a little weird.
We're drinking mimosas, Sam. By the way, while I was reading about The Matrix to decide if I wanted to watch the second one, because here's what I remember about the second one. The twins.
Yep.
The Frenchman.
Yep.
Monica Bellucci is in it for 6 seconds.
Monica who? I'm not done yet.
Oh. Neo stops a bunch of bullets.
Yep.
That's about all I remember. Okay?
I remember he uses the Force at the end.
And when I was reading Wikipedia to see if I wanted to watch the rest, thank you, April, for 100 bits,
yeah.
By the way, to help get the fan. Thank you. Thank you. Colby needs that because I hog it. While I was reading it, they're rebooting The Matrix.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
Why?
They're going to do a reboot of The Matrix.
This one's mine. Don't touch.
Okay. I just touched it. What you gonna do?
Fuck you.
So they're gonna reboot The Matrix, man.
Why?
Because I guess they say that, you know, it speaks to our time.
Well, I guess. Why would they reboot it though?
Well, because I
just
don't
make
think...
some new thing that's exactly
well, that's,
the same.
That's what they're gonna do. They're gonna make movies in the universe. They're gonna leave the original trilogy alone. They aren't gonna like redo a Neo movie.
Okay.
They're gonna make. I guess that's more of a spinoff than a reboot.
Yeah.
But they're going to make more movies in the Matrix universe.
That's not a bad idea. I'd be down.
Is it? I don't know, man. Here's the thing to
I'd
me.
I'd be down.
Here's the thing to me about this Matrix, okay? Because I don't know why I put so much thought into this, okay? But I put a lot of thought into this. Probably because I was watching this movie while I was working out, and I was trying to think of anything besides the pain in my body from working out. Here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you take the philosophy away from the Matrix, that we're in the simulation and that what you think is real isn't real, and how does the Matrix know that chicken tastes like chicken, that type of stuff, okay? It's really a superhero movie.
Yeah.
Because Neo is Superman.
Yeah.
He can bend the world to his will. And I think that's the coolest part of The Matrix, is at the end of the movie when he's like, no. And he just, like, stops the bullets. And he takes one. Like, all the bullets fall. And then he's, like, fighting the guy, and his hand's, like, moving like this. And then he puts one arm behind his back, even though there's literal robots lasering the people back at home. He's, like, showing off with his arm movements.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a lot of that. And that's the coolest part of The Matrix. And, like, Menace says, I thought Neo was supposed to be Christ. Well, like, there's a lot of, like, symbology about that. But if you don't do any of that, which they won't for the reboot, because it's all going to be about special effects, and it's all going to be about kung fu fighting, it's just another superhero franchise at that point, isn't it?
Yeah, man, it's perfect. Perfect for the times.
Because I don't remember, maybe you do, but I'm pretty sure that they win at the end of the trilogy.
They
like,
do.
Like, Zion triumphs over the machines, and they win.
Well, they make a bargain. Neo bargains that he will destroy Smith, which was a creation of the machines that got away from them. It was a virus that they could not control.
Okay.
And they could not stop. So Neo's like, I'll stop this virus for you if you stop trying to hunt the rest of humanity down. And they're like, okay.
You want to see the worst visual effect of all time? While I got The Matrix pulled up?
Sure.
I'll show it to you, man. This is the worst visual effect in any movie you've ever seen. Right here. Look at this. Hey, what's up, Bugs?
You first, Morpheus.
Watch Morpheus get sucked into the phone.
That looks fine, man.
Dude, that fade where the headset goes from here to here is the worst I've ever seen.
It was morphing. Morphing was the big thing in the 90s.
It was not. That's not a
where
good
you
effect.
Just took one. Yeah.
I was watching that at like 1 a.m. and I'm like, that is not good. Like, that is a bad scene.
What are you doing working out at 1 a.m.?
Well, I watched half of it working out. The other half I watched, but I couldn't go to bed.
Okay.
So it, dude, don't get into
also,
my life.
What workout are you doing where you can watch TV?
A treadmill.
You have a treadmill?
We have treadmills in our gym here.
Oh.
And yeah, I have a treadmill. It's right there.
Yep.
You like it?
Yeah, it's real nice.
Yeah, it is real nice.
It's a big one.
See, the joke is, Chad, that there is not a treadmill in there. That's the joke.
It's a bad joke.
Okay. Do you want to talk about things other than this? Like,
yeah.
90s movies? Or do you want to keep talking about 90s movies?
No,
we can. Because we got this breaking news that happened right at the end of our show on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Pattinson to play Batman.
The Batman.
It does
Matt
say
Reeves
the Batman,
what?
Does it?
He's Matt
he's
Reeves
the he's
too?
The new X-Men guy, right?
Oh,
he's
yeah.
the X-Men guy.
Mm-hmm.
And no, Sam, I'm only picky with bad things. Do we think? Oh, here's all we need to know, man. Let's poll right here. Do you think Robert Pattinson will make a good Batman in the upcoming reboot? Yes, no, or I'm not sure. / no opinion. Which one, man?
No.
You don't think so?
No. Oh God.
Okay, they got us, dude. I clicked it, and now it says, which of the following best describes your experience with multi-room wireless speaker systems such as Sonos?
Let's continue on.
Let's say,
I don't own one,
and I don't plan to buy one. Please indicate your genre, or gender, since we're Colby, I'm going to do female.
Yeah.
What age do you belong, 65 or older? All right, no. You're in the majority, dude. You're in the majority.
It's closer ranked than I thought, though.
It is close. Hey, what's up, Platano? How you doing, man? It is, so it says he's gone from sex symbol to bat symbol. Sources tell Variety that Robert Pattinson has negotiated to play the Batman in Matt Reeves' forthcoming superhero film, which hits theaters June 25th, 2021. While sources say it's not yet a done deal, Pattinson is a top choice, expected to close shortly. Warner Brothers had no comment. Reeves, a filmmaker behind the last two Planet of the Apes sequels, assumed Batman directing duties from Ben Affleck in January 2017, has been developing the elusive project ever since. Affleck and Warner Brothers have been discussing the actor-director leaving the Caped Crusader behind after Justice League, allowing Reeves to pick up and have his own Bruce Wayne. What do you think, man?
Gross.
Okay. Now, what about this? Batman villains... He's going to be fighting Catwoman and the Penguin in the next Batman film.
Why? Haven't we seen a Catwoman? We just did a
Catwoman. Yeah, Anne Hathaway was Catwoman, right? And then Halle Berry was Catwoman before that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Sam said yes. He must be excited.
I don't know. He might have said yes to Colby Hair Facts. I don't know.
Dude, give Plotino a hair fact right now.
Dude, it costs too much money to get this haircut.
Okay, there you
that
go.
That lasts for a week.
This has been your Colby Hair Fact. And Michelle Pfeiffer? Oh, that must be this photo, the Tim Burton one.
Yeah.
Have Poison Ivy. Why another Catwoman? It's a great question. The only acceptable penguin is old Danny DeVito?
Get him back, man.
How can you make the penguin scary?
Isn't he just a gangster? A fat, ugly gangster?
I think so.
Like, here's the thing. We talk about how it's going to be so hard to replace Wolverine.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be even harder to make a better Batman than Nolan's. Because Dark Knight is on the top five list of all-time best movies made in most lists. Not superhero movies. Not fantasy movies. Best movies.
Yeah.
How are you going to reboot it? Especially when you go Batman, and then people don't even mention Nolan. They mention Tim Burton. They mention all these other people that did Batman that aren't as good as Nolan. Stop making Batman movies. Why don't they do a completely alternate Batman? Like, you remember Batman Beyond when we were kids? Where you had the red bat?
Yeah.
Like, why don't they do something like that?
I don't know.
Why do they gotta do brooding billionaire Batman all the time? Do something else.
Dude, because people love the Batman.
Blotto says I get they're gonna do a slimmer version like Batman Beyond stuff. That would be okay, right?
Yeah.
I would prefer that.
Yeah.
But I don't think they're gonna do it. I think they're going to do the same Batman. Because if they don't, how are they going to do their Avengers?
They're not going to do the Avengers.
You don't think so?
No, they tried and failed miserably.
Yeah, they tried and failed miserably with two Batmans and three Supermans. Still doing it, man. Now they got Edward Cullen as Batman now, and they think that's going to save them?
And Matt Reeves. Who's done a shit job with the
dude, I
the
like
world
those
of.
Eight movies look great though, but I think that's Andy Serkis. Right?
He did Planet of the Apes?
Yeah, that's what it said.
Really?
Yeah.
Those aren't even that good, yeah.
They're okay.
They're mainly good for the CGI.
Yeah, you watch Andy Serkis. Yeah, that's why they're good, right?
Because the plots aren't great.
Gonna be a young year one Batman. I just don't know, man.
We've already seen year one Batman.
I feel like this
is... It was Batman Begins.
Yes. I feel like all of these are going to be jokes now. No matter who they get, it's all stereotypes and cliches now.
Unless they're going to pull like the Spider-Man Homecoming shit where it's just like he's in it.
I don't think they will.
No, it's going to be another origin. Of course it is.
Yeah, because that's why he's young. They should have done... You know what they should have done? Gone the Logan route and done like, I'm grizzled old angry Batman. Now I'm mad. Because someone cut in front of me at the buffet
line.
Dude,
that's what that Batman Beyond was. Batman was in that. He was just a gray old Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, that's what they need to do.
Teaching
Bring Ben Affleck back to do that. And now... Yeah, but they made him fight... They made Ben Affleck fight Superman in the very first Batman movie he was in. What a stupid move.
That's
These movies
dumb.
Suck. I'm not watching a single DC one. They all suck.
Yeah.
Prove me wrong.
They're really bad. I mean, Aquaman was... Visually,
the best thing about the movies, like when a movie, like I think the problem is that even Aquaman, like if you watch it, you go, it was watchable, and that makes it a good movie for DC because some of their other ones aren't watchable.
Yeah, Wonder Woman was good until the end.
Like the worst movie in the MCU, by opinion, is The Dark World, and that's because it's on par with Aquaman.
Yeah.
And that's the worst movie.
Uh-huh.
And Aquaman's the best movie in the DC universe.
That's a good point.
Batman vs. Suicide Squad. Well, Suicide Squad, like, see, here's the thing. They might be able to make these good because James Gunn's doing Suicide Squad.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't watch Shazam, but it's supposed to be pretty good as well. Like, maybe they're turning these around. But does Robert Pattinson really speak to...
I don't know. They just be a they good had Batman? A, they chose... Poorly when they went with Zack Snyder for everything.
I think Robert Pattinson is a fine actor. Okay? He's been in a lot
he's
of
fine.
Indie movies. He's fine. Okay? I don't really think he's that hot. You know, I don't really think
especially not in the movie that he was just in where he's like a skinhead.
Like,
or something.
We spent the entire beginning of this show talking about who's the next George Clooney. Mm-hmm. George Clooney played Batman when he was young. Do we see Robert Pattinson becoming Clooney? I don't think so, right?
No.
So that to me says bad casting.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we got Penguin and Catwoman. And you know the Catwoman's just going to be his love interest, right?
Probably.
It's just an excuse to get someone sexy to wear tight pants. Make a man Catwoman. Make it Man-Cheetah.
Man-Cheetah. Make Batwoman.
They should. You know what they should do? You know, Hollywood likes to flop genders. They should flop genders in Batman.
Yeah.
They should make Batwoman and Catman.
Catman.
I would watch that. Catman and Batwoman.
The Penguinette.
Penguinette. It just sits on an egg for the entirety of the movie and just barks at people when they come near. Get away from my egg! You know?
Eat that egg, man.
That's what they should do.
Dude, I watched The Killing Joke.
Oh, man, it just gets me rock hard!
Hey, Basement
Brain.
What
up, Basement?
Hi to you.
18 month.
Hi to you as well.
Jesus.
So you just watched The Killing Joke. I hear the cartoons are great, aren't they? Oh, you didn't like it?
The Joker rapes Batgirl.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
I did not expect that.
I'm pretty sure he paralyzes her too. And then he kidnaps Gordon, who Batgirl is his daughter.
Right.
And then puts him through like a carnival ride of imagery of the Joker raping his daughter. And then I'm pretty sure Batman kills the Joker at the end of it.
I knew that happened.
Except it's not shown.
Sounds like
it's implied.
Sounds like
the end of the movie is them laughing together. The Joker and Batman just in each other's face just laughing. And then it's implied that I think you don't see anything at all, but it's just implied that Batman went mad. The Joker did it, and then he snapped and killed the Joker.
Okay.
Yeah, paralyzed. Paralyzed and raped.
I mean, that does sound like a darker tone than maybe the...
Dude, but it was in the exact same style as Batman Beyond. It looked like a Cartoon Network animated
right.
show, yet there's rape in it.
Yeah. Okay.
It was a turn that I did not expect.
Like,
also,
did you feel like it was... Okay. Did you feel like it was out of place?
Yeah.
Like all of a sudden there's a rape happening?
Yeah, you don't see anything.
Okay.
And it's just
Isn't this also the movie where she takes her top off?
I think, yeah, her and Batman have sex.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's a weird animated movie.
Dude, DC.
Not as weird, however, as Bat Ninja.
You said you watched that and you hated it.
I did. It was the worst. It was the worst. I expected awesome like anime fight scenes. No.
It's probably all in the trailer.
It was all in the trailer, and it was all just like there were like different animated themes throughout
yeah.
it, and it just like at one point in time turned into a Japanese watercolor animation for the Joker like retiring and like being with Harley Quinn on a farm for a little bit.
Okay.
It was the weirdest fucking movie.
Okay. Alright.
So Batman's had a lot of bad incarnations.
And well, it sounds like he's also had a lot of different incarnations.
Yeah, it's bad.
Well, now we're going to have Edward Cullen in Batman, so...
I mean, I'll take that over rape any day.
You can write that down.
Yep.
Yep. All right, man, let's move on to something more fun, dude. Disney CEO Bob Iger confirms the next Star Wars film will be from Dunderhead and Dingledorf.
You know how many people are not going to see that?
Oh, so many. But the big question... See, no one's surprised that they're making the next Star Wars. We knew that. But we didn't know which one would be first, whether it would be Dingledorf and Dunderhead, or if it would be Rian Johnson, who is responsible.
I thought they were working on it together.
They're not. The next movie that comes out will be from them, and Rian Johnson's is separate. It's been confirmed by Bob Iger.
Wow.
This is the only misstep he's ever made, right? No, it's not, because the entire Star Wars division is out of control.
Yeah.
How can he have something so good over here with Marvel and something so dumpster fire over here with Star Wars?
Because, man, they had so many directions they could have gone with Star Wars, and they went with the one where nothing was written. It's all brand new. It's all made up. It's all supposed to not be a theory that someone said before.
Right.
I was talking to Britt about that. Like, these ding dong and dip dong.
Yeah. Ding dong and dip dong.
Like, they just, I think they crushed under the pressure of everyone and their mother was out on YouTube with a theory of how the show was going to end.
Why don't they just...
Everyone had one, and so they were like, okay, we need to pick an ending that no one's guessed.
Well, they did say they wanted to subvert expectations.
Yeah.
Yeah,
same with Rian Johnson. He was like, everyone had a fucking Snoke theory. And so what's the one theory that he went with that no one had was that he is literally nothing. He is just a no character. Just gone.
But I think, objectively, at least... The Last Jedi only ruined one movie. Where this last season of Game of Thrones has ruined a series.
Well, I mean, not to some people. Some people look at Luke in The Last Jedi and be like, that ruins the first four.
That's a great point.
First three.
That's a great... But I would make the argument that the first three are self-contained.
Mm-hmm.
The prequels are self-contained.
Well, these new ones should have been self-contained.
You could just not watch the last three, and you can still enjoy the original trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
You can't watch season 8 of Game of Thrones and then go and watch just season 4 and be like, this is still good.
Right.
Because you know what's going to happen.
Yeah. But, I mean, in the same realm, like, you could watch fucking... Last Jedi, and then go back and watch Return of the Jedi and be like, so all of this that they just did, it's basically pointless because immediately after, there's just a new regime that comes in and takes over.
Well, it's also different because that's the middle movie.
Which one?
The Last Jedi.
Yeah.
When it burns everything down, you still have hope, and I think that it's probably misplaced, but you still have hope that the third movie could correct the mistakes of the second.
I mean, people do. I
Tonight's
don't.
Episode, this is it.
Oh, yeah, no. This episode's burning the show down.
Yes.
The
last
Rise
three
of Skywalker
episodes have burned it
is
down.
Burning the fucking rest of the movies down.
Right.
I'm ready to see the dumpster fire.
Sam, good luck. He's only in season 3.
Give up.
Yeah. I would probably just look up the end. And then see if you want to continue. Like, it's honestly that bad, I think. And I know what happens tonight. I know what happens. You don't know what happens yet.
I don't. I kind of want to avoid talking about Game of Thrones.
Well, and don't...
I can't talk to you about it.
Why not?
Because you know. So I'm just going to spit out some random bullshit.
Spit
I might
out,
as well
man.
Be like literally just... Blah, 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 blah,
spit
blah,
it
blah,
out,
blah,
man.
Blah,
let's
blah,
hear
blah.
It.
It's as pointless as what I just did, me talking about it, speculating on it.
No, it's not, because our audience doesn't know what happens either.
Some of them do.
Well, yeah, but we still... I think the point... Okay. This sounds mean.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it is mean. At least it's mean-spirited.
Okay.
Okay? I want the people in the audience who don't know what happens tonight to tell me their hopes. So I can laugh at their crushed dreams. And it's not personal, like, mm-hmm. I want to laugh at your crushed dreams.
No, it's...
It's more like, I want as many people to hate it as possible,
mm-hmm.
because if there are people out there who are like, this is okay, then Dunderhead and Dipstick will point to those people and be like, look, not everyone's upset. Give us more work.
Dude, no.
And if all of these people are like, this sucks, it's much harder for people to avoid that. So, like, when you come out and you're like, the worst possible ending for me would be if this happens, and then somehow it's worse than that, that's great news for me personally.
I am sick of Hollywood making excuses for their shit being bad.
Agreed, dude.
Regardless of any excuse you want to give The Last Jedi, to split a fan base...
Agreed.
...is never a good thing.
I agree.
Regardless of if those half people think that it's good, you should be striving for all the people thinking it's good.
Yeah.
There should not be a split. If there's a split, that's a bad fucking sign. You're a bad writer. You did a bad job.
Agreed.
Don't spin it like there are hateful trolls out there. No. That's
no,
the majority
the,
of people
the
on the internet don't like it.
I think you can point to a recent example, which is Endgame. there are hateful trolls out there that are like, why'd they show the women? Those people are idiots.
That's dumb.
But generally, everyone loves it.
Yeah.
That's a movie that people love that have splinter groups of idiots that hate it. Star Wars The Last Jedi is not that way.
Mm-mm.
There are people who like it, and there are people who really don't like it.
Yeah.
There's no one that's... Like, if the only people who didn't like it were like, I don't like Rose, that would be different.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the case. People just generally hate the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, I agree with you, especially with these huge franchises like Batman, Game of Thrones, Star Wars.
This is not where you take risks.
You can get the talent necessary to do this.
Yeah.
And I don't understand how they mess it up, especially people like Disney, who have excellence every corner of their business except for this $5 billion franchise called Star Wars that somehow they're messing it up. It boggles my mind. Like, HBO, I understand, because they're HBO.
Mm-hmm.
They have 6 shows. 8 of them are about porn, and then you got Game of Thrones, and you got True Detective. I think that's HBO's lineup right now. And they bungled True Detective. They're going to bungle Game of Thrones. It's TV. I kind of understand it a little bit, especially since Game of Thrones is kind of an anomaly because it was made before TV exists as it does today in this Breaking Bad, post-Breaking Bad era, Mad Men era, all of these great shows. Okay? Like, I kind of understand HBO giving a lot of power to the showrunners. I don't think it would... If Game of Thrones was made today, I don't think that would have happened. So I kind of give HBO a pass. But, like, Star Wars? It's unacceptable. Mm. Batman? It's unacceptable.
Like, I don't even think it's really the story. I think it's just the characters. I think that's why everyone does not like Game of Thrones right now, and that's why people did not like The Last Jedi.
They've
it's because they ruined Luke's character, they're ruining Tyrion's character, they ruined Varys' character, they ruined Jon Snow's.
Well, it's not only that, they've had a different villain in the last 3 episodes. They had Night King, major villain, Cersei, major villain, Daenerys, major villain. Yeah. In a show that's been going through this really intricate maze, and then they're like, season 8, let's just go to the end.
Yeah.
And that's what's happened.
Yeah,
it's
I mean, I don't even think, I really don't think that if you wrote it in a way to where you maintain those character traits that everyone loved in those characters, that the plot points that they have set out, the way that they did them, Cersei, spoiler.
Getting crushed by rocks.
Yeah, we don't, Sam, sorry. You're going to be disappointed. You might as well be disappointed now. Yeah.
It would have worked. I just don't.
I agree.
I think they just brutalize the characters to a point where people don't recognize them, and I think that's why people like John not petting his goddamn fucking dog.
I think if all these things that happened, but they happened over the course of 5 more seasons, no one would be mad.
No.
I don't think anyone would be upset, but the fact that it happened over 3 episodes, or even 4, you could really give them 4 episodes. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And tonight, I hope you bring a stress ball, man.
I'm so not ready, man.
You're not ready.
I'm not ready.
You're not ready.
I'm not ready for it to be over.
It's so funny because, dude, I can't tell you anything. It's so funny to me because I know what your expectations are. You know it's going to be bad because everyone is telling you it's bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know it's going to be bad because the last 3 episodes have been bad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's going to be bad. Your expectations are it's going to be bad. But knowing what happens and knowing the pacing of what happens, your expectations, and I hate it, are going to be subverted by how actually bad it ends up being. Like, you're going to be... I just can't imagine you not watching it and you go, that just happened.
Oh, God.
I can't wait.
I just want it to be here, man. I don't want it to end. I want it to end. It's a shit show mindstorm. I'm just... not ready.
I just hope the leaks are wrong, dude. That's what I hope on, is that the leaks are wrong.
Did you watch the fucking episode?
Well, no, I didn't watch it.
No.
I read a synopsis of it. It's this big, man. I need HD. I was just yelling about Morpheus answering a phone. You think I'm going to watch a low quality? I'll just read about it. It's fine. But like...
Well, those leaks have come from somebody who watched that tiny-ass video and know what happens. That's what I'm saying, man. Hidden ending.
I mean, yeah.
Hidden ending.
And that could be.
It won't.
I don't think so.
It won't.
But there's a chance. because it's so bad that there's a chance. But it won't, because the track record, even if the other, even if this, the expectations are bad, the track record of the last three episodes prove that it's probably going to be bad.
Oh,
even if it's not as bad as the leaks say, it's still not going to be good.
Jon Snow was asked in an interview. He was like, can you sum up this season in one word? First word, without really taking a breath, was disappointing.
Yeah, disappointing, yeah.
And then he was like, oh, no, I don't know, epic, or one of those words
or
something.
Well, did you? I actually uploaded this. I was going to say.
Emilia Clarke went around crying for 3 hours when she read what happened to her character.
She should.
Varys was inconsolable after he read what happened to his. It's just like, it's the cast is not having it, man.
Like, I was going to save this for Thursday when we could actually talk about the episode as it happens, but this is talking about what you're saying right now. Play.
No, you're not allowed to say a lot about the ending of Game of Thrones. Maybe you could try something different. Could you give us your, into the camera, your facial expressions, what it was like reading the last episode for the first time?
What it was like reading the last episode for the first time.
Like the
just
different stages you went through.
I mean, it's pretty much one stage.
Okay.
So without giving anything away, yes, when you read that final
she
script,
threw up, dude.
What happens to Daenerys?
Yeah.
Like, she's already laughing.
What was your reaction?
It's sort of almost impossible to answer that question.
Without giving something away?
Mm-hmm. I have so much to say about that.
I don't know if I'm going to watch the final
episode. And then Euron says, I don't even know if I'm going to watch the final episode. Like, I think after today, we're going to hear these actors come back out and be like, so we hated it.
Yeah, we're sorry.
Yeah.
Well, it's not their fucking job.
No, it's they did their job, yeah. Which is to
Amelia's acting in that last episode was spot on.
Every single, even Jon Snow, who is, I think was given more or less lines than the Night King, in this season, is like, he's doing a good job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, and the guy who plays Jaime, Nikolai, he's the same way. Like, he's come out and been like, I don't like what they did to Jaime's character. And like, I don't want to play some of these because some of them are pretty spoiler-laden. So that's why I'm waiting for some of them till Sunday comes around. Because literally the actors are, they're not letting details slip. But like, that tells you right there that she's not happy with her ending.
Yeah, she can't say anything.
Like, Euron right here, he's like, I don't even know if I'm going to watch the last episode. Like, we saw his last ending. He swam like Michael Phelps 400 miles, and he stabbed and he died.
Yeah, him getting stabbed in the gut was the equivalent of Anakin just being, like, opening his arms for Dooku to just chop his arm off.
Yeah.
It was that blatantly just like,
well, and also,
stab me!
He got stabbed once and died. Jaime got stabbed twice. And he's just fine.
He climbed up the entire fucking Red Keep.
He can't even stand. It doesn't make any sense.
No.
None.
Beautifully shot.
Everything about this show is great except the writing.
Yeah. Everything is great except the plot.
We said that Thursday. I think I said that out of context, if I was like, this is Game of Thrones, and I showed last week's episode, and you didn't know anything about the characters, you didn't know anything about the plot, you didn't know anything about their development, you just looked at it for what it was, a visual spectacle with great acting, great music, great cinematography, you'd be like, this show is incredible. What they're doing to the characters, though, is the worst thing they could possibly do, because the entire show has been about the characters.
Yeah.
I mean, I also said that Thursday. Like, the writing of the characters is what separates this show from Spartacus,
right?
From Black Sails.
I think the same thing with Luke. Like, Luke is a character that everyone loved, and they loved him for his character.
Yeah.
Not the things he did, just the way who he is.
Even Luke, that's a great example, because even Luke, you could at least be like, okay, over 15 years, this changed him.
Yeah.
You could at least do it. You've watched every character live their life in front of you in real time.
Yeah.
You can't just be like, well, Daenerys, I guess, got a butt scratch that made her really angry tonight, so I guess she's going to burn everybody. Like, you just can't do that.
Oh, man.
At least Luke, you could be like, well, maybe he witnessed his grandma being defiled by Watto. Like, I don't know. Like, it could be something. You don't know.
Little Annie?
Like, you don't know.
I just watched episode 1 and 2 yesterday.
Republic credits? Republic credits are no good out here. I need something more real.
Dude, it's fucking great.
Man. Credits will do fine. No, they won't. Dude, I love episode 2 because of the visual spectacle. I think it's really cool, dude.
I did not hate it as much this time. I think I fell asleep towards the end.
I also think that I watched it originally when I was, like, right in puberty. Like, that came out, what, 01? So, yeah, 01.
No,
it was
that
90-
was episode 1.
No, 99 was episode 1.
Oh, was it?
99, 01, 03. And, like, I'll see you later, Sam. Sorry you can't
03
type.
Was Revenge, or...
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I thought it was, like, 05.
No. No, because I was still in high school.
So these came out before Lord of the Rings did, right?
No, Lord of the Rings was the exact same time.
No, it wasn't.
It was 99 was Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings, Star Wars.
Jesus.
And then Lord of the Rings was 01, 02, because they did them every year. Mm. But I think I was 14, and Padme's white outfit, I was just like... Like, I think that, like, raised it, like, 9 stars for me. All right?
Oh, man.
Like, I think that that was part of the reason I loved it so much. Like, that dress when they're on the in the Naboo and he's, like, touching her back, like, that's, like, for an uptight Christian boy going through puberty, that's, like, hardcore pornography. That's what that was to me. I think I liked it more because of that.
Yeah, I was too young
moment.
Watching that. I don't think I'd hit that stage yet.
No, I'm like, look at that back! Oh, my God! You know, it's like the Puritans with the ankles, you know? It was like that for me.
I gotcha.
Yeah, I think, because, you know, the internet was in its infancy, you know, 1999. What a time, dude. We're backs for pornography, dude. That's what happens. That's what happens. But anyway, what were we talking about? Oh, we still have more stuff. What about this, man? Disney now completely owns Hulu.
Oh, shit.
Comcast just sold them their shares of Hulu for, like, $5 billion. Disney is now the full owner of Hulu. All of the NBC Universal stuff can fall off over the next year if Comcast doesn't want to pick up the shows again. Like, they like amended their contracts. Like, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, which is on NBC, could, like, fall off Hulu now. And, like, this is it. Like, this is it for Hulu, right?
Yeah.
This is it.
Like, why even have...
And it says, Disney is now the only one with hands on Hulu's steering wheel. Disney and Comcast announce a deal under which Disney will assume full operational control of Hulu, effective immediately. Within 5 years, Comcast has agreed to sell its Hulu stake to Disney for at least $5.8 billion. Under the deal, Comcast NBC Universal will continue to license content to Hulu through 2024. However, as soon as next year, NBC Universal will have the right to pull back programming previously licensed, continue to make it available to Hulu on a non-exclusive basis for a reduced licensing fee, and by 2022, NBC Universal will have the right to cancel most of its content licensing agreements with Hulu. NBCU is planning to launch a free, ad-supported streaming service for pay TV subscribers. We are now able to completely integrate Hulu into our direct consumer business and leverage the full power of the Walt Disney Company's brand and creative engines to make the service even more compelling and greater value to customers, Disney CEO Bob Iger said in a statement about the pact. With full operating control, Disney will have the latitude to set new strategic roadmap for Hulu, including launching the service internationally. The agreement was clinched between Disney and Comcast very recently, and part of the deal are still being hammered out, industry sources said. For Disney, it was important to be able to present the deal, giving it full control over Hulu, for the Mouse's House to be uber upfront presentation to advertisers Tuesday in New York. Comcast NBCU will retain 33% ownership in Hulu, but as early as 2024, Comcast can require Disney to buy NBCU's interest in Hulu. By the same token, Disney can require NBCU to sell its interest to Disney for fair market value at that time. The company has announced Tuesday. So basically, Comcast still owns it, but they could slowly sell it off to Disney as they need money. Mm-hmm. And Disney can just decide to just buy it outright by 2024 if they want to. So,
why would they do that?
Well, because they're going to do their own Hulu. Like,
right.
It would be the equivalent of,
aren't they
like,
going to cannibalize each other?
Well,
I don't think it matters because it's either one or the other.
Yeah, it's like
Disney.
And they
both get both money.
Disney was going to cannibalize it anyway because they were, if they own Fox now, which was the other third, they now own 66%, Hulu owns 33%. Disney was going to cannibalize 66% of Hulu's money. So now at least NBC can make their own and get 100% of that. But, like, why would Hulu exist?
Right.
If Disney Plus exists?
That's my point. Is, like, why not combine them?
So Hulu's going to go away, would be my guess.
Yeah, you would think. I would think.
Like, that's nuts.
Yeah. Why they just bought... bought one streaming service and then now is making another.
Well, they didn't, but they didn't buy Hulu. I mean, they did, but it's like.
So wait, do you think
it's like if you buy a car and it happens to come with a pair of gloves in it? It's like did you buy those gloves,
no.
You know.
I think what they did, they had plans to do Disney Plus for a while now, but they did not know that Comcast was about to sell off their majority share.
Well, I think Comcast only sold it because Disney owned so much.
Yeah,
because it used to be 333.
Right. But yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't think at the time when they were making Disney Plus, they didn't know that they were going to get full ownership of
right.
Hulu. So now I would think you would want to go with the service that already has a built-in.
Well, and Disney Plus already has. I don't know, because that's what I was about to say. Do you think Disney Plus has better traction going forward than Hulu? Like Hulu to me, and I don't have Hulu, but Hulu to me is if you want to watch network TV, you get Hulu.
Yeah.
Because that's the only way to watch it when it comes out.
Well, I think The Office is licensed with Netflix. Is
right.
About
well, there
to
are some exceptions.
Parks is on Hulu. Brooklyn's on Hulu. A
right.
lot of things are now.
Right.
Always Sunny's only on Hulu.
Right. And so I think, like, that's how I look at it, you know? But outside of that, what does Hulu really do? And honestly, Hulu's never been that interesting to me because network TV isn't that interesting to me. Like, there's some cable shows on there, like It's Always Sunny.
Yeah.
And, of course, the rewatchability of stuff like Parks and Rec. But to be honest, like, I think the people who are really into that stuff, they have box sets. You could go buy the complete series of The Office for 5 months worth of Hulu.
That's true.
I mean, you could. Like, you got to change discs
yeah,
and all that.
Yeah, and
but
nobody
like,
wants that, man.
I don't know, man.
You could probably buy all the seasons on iTunes for something.
You could. Probably the same price. That would be the same thing, actually. Hmm. I don't know, man. It's just, to me, Hulu doesn't sound as exciting as Disney Plus.
Not if it became something. Well, I mean, Hulu, I think you get, like, Spotify. You get free Hulu if you have Spotify. Spotify is tied into it. HBO has a tie-in package to it now. I think Showtime does as well.
That's crazy.
Hulu has live TV.
Well, Hulu has TV now, too. Yeah.
Yeah. I think they're ramping up to be, like, I don't see why you would buy the entire thing if you weren't trying to build it rather than kill it.
Well,
because
Disney,
there's so much
Disney
more contracts.
Disney didn't buy it. That's the thing. Like, they didn't buy it.
They did, though. They just did.
Well, yeah, but it's only $5 billion over the next 6 years.
I mean, that's not a lot.
Years.
Yeah.
I mean, for Disney.
I don't know. I would say, yeah. I'd say Hulu has a better chance of being a competitor to Netflix than Disney Plus does.
If I'm in charge of Disney, I think that's a convenience fee for me to get rid of NBC Universal to pay $5 billion over six
oh, yeah.
years. And like you could do nothing with Hulu. Just let whoever's running it already run it
mm-hmm.
and just know that Disney owns it. That's my money now is Disney money.
Probably.
You know, just Bob Iger, how's Star Wars doing? They still hate it? Okay, how's Hulu doing? Okay, it made a little bit of money. All right, next topic. You know, that's how I feel like it's going to go for
Probably,
them.
Probably, yeah, man. Well, that's the thing is like all these, this sounds like a huge deal, you know?
Right.
It's not.
Agreed. Like, this is like buried.
3% of all of what Disney has to deal with.
Well, and it's also like I had to dig through like movie news to get to this story because I don't even think people care.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think people care, but to me, it's like, why own Disney Plus and Hulu? Clearly, they're going to kill Hulu because they're not going to be like, well, we could have Brooklyn Nine-Nine, you know, for the next 5 years, or we could get rid of that service, let Brooklyn Nine-Nine be on NBC's free service, and we could have the Loki series.
Yeah.
Like, that's a no-brainer to me.
Yeah.
All it is they're changing Excel payouts from 33 to 66%. Right. Well, now they're changing 66 to 100. And they're trying to join forces to take on Prime and Netflix. I don't know if Disney even competes with Prime and Netflix. Do you think that they're competing with Prime and Netflix? I guess they are. Because to me, like Netflix and Prime, I know you can rewatch stuff. Like Prime has all of old HBO and like Netflix has The Office. Like, but to me, you don't sign up for Netflix only to rewatch The Office, only to rewatch Friends. You also, because Stranger Things is on it, or The Witcher series, or
yeah.
Mindhunters, or whatever you want. And Disney Plus will be the same way. Like,
dude,
they're going to have Fox
side
shows.
Side note, how the fuck is Mindhunter season 2 not out yet?
Dude, it's about to come out.
I know.
I'm so ready.
I know. No, I watched this Ted Bundy thing, and I remember
right.
the guy, I watched I watched the movie. Then I went to watch the tapes of Ted Bundy, like the actual documentary.
Yeah, the documentary,
And it had the guy that was in the original Mindhunter FBI program, and he said that they went and talked to Ted Bundy. He helped out a lot on certain cases. So I'm like, he's definitely going to be in that fucking Mindhunter
show. Yeah, he will at some point, yeah.
And so I was like, it's been forever since I've seen Mindhunter. Let's see season two.
That's because
I was about to start watching it. It's not fucking out
that's
yet!
David Fincher, I think, did 4 episodes this season, so they like had to wait for him. I don't know what he's doing!
Yeah, that's right.
He's not doing World War Z. Is he still doing World War Z?
I don't fucking know, man.
I can't remember. I feel like we read a story recently about how he's no longer doing World War Z.
I thought it was about him doing World War Z.
Yeah, and then I think we read one after that that said he wasn't.
Hmm.
David Fincher needs to make more movies.
Yeah.
What's he doing?
I don't know.
Get to work.
Get to work.
Get to work.
Get to work. Take over Star Wars.
It always worries me. Like, because all right, I'll see you later, April. Have fun. And tell Blair to have fun, too. It always worries me because I'm a workaholic. And, like, I retired for, like, 3 years. Remember that? But we did other things during that time. Like, they weren't this. But, like, David Fincher is a renowned workaholic. Like, he's just always working on a project, and he's a perfectionist about his project. Okay? It worries me when, like, it's been 4 years since he did something. Because what's he doing? Like, I'm, like, worried for his personal safety.
Dude, man, people might just, you know.
Like, the last thing he did was Gone Girl, dude. That was so long ago.
That wasn't that long ago.
It was, you're going to be surprised, I think, when you see what year that is.
World War Z 2 and Strangers.
Yeah, Strangers is going to be Strangers on a Train. But I think that's a miniseries or something. That's not a movie.
Gone Girl.
What year?
2014.
Yeah, I told you.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's 5 years.
Yeah, it's 5 years, man. He usually, like, and read his last movies. 2014, 2012, 2010. Like, when was Social Network?
Well, he did Justin Timberlake's Suit and Tie.
Oh, yeah, that must have taken a couple years to get that done.
He did 2 episodes of House of Cards and Calvin Klein Downtown Short.
Okay.
And these were all in 2013.
Okay, what do you...
2011 was Dragon Tattoo.
Oh, that's right. 2010 was Social Network. So there's 1 year between that.
2009, Madonna Celebration.
Yeah, he likes to do music videos.
2008 was Benjamin Button.
So there was 2 years between those two.
2007 was Zodiac.
So 1 year between that. Like, every movie
Panic
he makes...
Panic Room was 2002.
Is great, dude. I don't know why what he's doing. I just want to call him and be like, what you doing? Why aren't you doing stuff?
You doing stuff?
What you doing, man?
You good? Are you doing stuff? No, you're not? Okay.
The American Dragon Tattoo with Rooney Mara and Daniel Craig. That's a great movie.
That's not.
Have you seen it recently?
No. I have to pee.
You have to pee?
I have to pee. I love you.
Love you, friend. Couldn't hold it. You can't hold it.
The man has a bladder infection, clearly. Like, this didn't used to happen, and now it happens every week. It's unbelievable. Yes, Taylor. Well, you didn't really miss the roast as much as you missed me talking about how I'm excited for Colby's disappointment tonight. So... didn't really miss that, but yeah, so.
Oh, God, it's so fucking hot.
It is hot, dude.
It's so hot.
It's so hot.
Are you excited for me to see Game of Thrones, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, I said I was excited for you to be disappointed by it, yeah. Because I told Taylor that we didn't really roast it as much as I said I was excited to watch you be disappointed by it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we can't roast something we don't know yet. You know it. I don't know it.
Well, Taylor also knows it.
Well, yeah, then we can't do it because I don't fucking know it, Taylor. Yeah. Keep your shit to yourself.
How much of that's left? Here, pour me another one. I'm going to help you out here. Even though I think drinking this makes it hotter.
It does.
Yeah, I don't really think I really want that, but no, he doesn't want. Don't torture him, Taylor. Don't do it, okay? Because he might say, honestly, I think he might say yes. I think that's the problem. I think he's so done with Game of Thrones, there's a small chance he might be like, yeah, I just want to know what happens.
I mean, I do, but I'll wait.
I'll wait. I've made it this far.
You only got to make it another, what, 4 hours, man? Yep.
Dude, hidden seventh episode, I'm telling you.
There's not a hidden seventh episode. Because you know how I know? Because there's an epilogue tonight. That's how I know.
There's an epilogue?
Yeah.
What's an epilogue?
You know, what happens after the main story happens.
Like as a separate episode or like just at the end of the episode?
Yeah, it's like here, it's like, you know, here's all the stuff and then some time passes and they show what people are up to.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, at least there's that.
No.
My thought.
No, don't get excited. No, don't get excited. No, don't do it.
My thought was that they were going to end.
It's not like 5 months. It's not like 50 years later, Jon Snow is holding a baby.
Okay.
Okay. It's like 2 weeks later.
Oh.
Okay, don't get excited.
That's lame.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you, all right?
I was going to say, no, I thought the way that the episode was going to end was Jon has gathered his forces, Dany's gathered hers, they're at the front of King's Landing, and they go to fight, and then it just cuts to black.
No.
That's how I thought it was going to end. They were going to pull Sopranos, and they were just going to literally start the show exactly where they left off.
The Dany-Jon conflict will be over in the first 30 minutes of the episode.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
No, it's not cool.
That's cool.
No, it's not cool.
I just want to move on. I want to know what happens after.
Everyone dies.
I know.
Everyone eventually dies, so it doesn't matter. 2 weeks later, everything froze overnight. The end. There, that'd be perfect. I just want Ned to wake up at the end and be like, "Whoa, that sucked. Oh, Catelyn Stark, show me them yams, will you?" I don't know why he would say that. I don't think anyone's ever said that sentence in their life.
Probably have.
That's the mimosa talking.
Somebody has.
That's the mimosa.
Show me them yams, girl.
Show me them yams. Yeah. Okay, what about this, man? Chris Rock to reboot the Saw franchise.
What?
Yeah, how about this, man?
Why?
Okay. People who watch this show a lot.
This is a fake article, right?
No. They know that I am really... I mean, Colby will agree. I'm a left-wing cuck. Okay?
Uh-huh.
I'm all for minorities.
Minorities?
For minorities doing stuff.
Minorities.
For representation.
Mm-hmm.
For women taking over. I like all female reboots. Mostly because it makes men mad. Okay? That's the type of guy I am. Left-wing cuck. So when I say this, I want you guys to know. Don't pull that off. You just ripped off Helen's hand, man! What is wrong with you?
It was off, man. It was off. Is
you
this
just
wood?
Destroyed Helen's hand!
Is that wood? That is wood. Interesting. Here you go. Send that to a listener. I bet you they would want that.
Anyone want this? They don't.
They don't. Give them a little bit more time.
They don't want it. Okay, so what I was saying.
Yeah.
All right.
So Chris Rock wants to remake Saw, except with all black people in. That's what you're getting at?
No, that would be fine.
Okay.
Okay? I would be fine with that.
I wouldn't.
Here's what I'm going to... I'm trying to say this in a way that makes sense.
No, I don't care if all black, whatever you want. Just don't stop using shit that already exists to sell something that's completely different. Like this whole Matrix thing.
There's a whole different
stop
argument.
It.
There's a whole different argument what I'm saying.
I know. This is my argument. Is I'm done with them just being like, this is Saw, except... No, it's fucking not.
It's Black Saw.
Yeah.
Okay?
It's just like, name it something else for the love of God.
I'm fine with Black Saw. Here's what I'm not fine with. This, to me, there's a character at South Park named Token, because he's the token black character.
Right.
This, to me, is Lionsgate's token black horror movie.
Mm.
I see this, and it is a transparent attempt for them to be like, Jordan Peele's black. He makes horror movies. Who can we get that's black to make horror movies? And then they get this. That's what this looks like to me.
Yeah. No, that's what everything
I don't,
looks like
I don't
when they're
feel,
like, it's a fully black cast.
No, but see...
It's a fully female
I don't
cast.
Think so, because...
It's like trying to get the fucking goat of all you liberal cucktards to be like, yeah! I'm seeing it specifically because of that!
That's what I'm trying to get at, Menace, but I keep being called a liberal cucktard, as I believe the last day I was called. Here's why I don't believe it, okay? Because things like an all-female Ghostbusters reboot you heard about way before it was announced. This just came... I didn't even know Chris Rock liked to make movies. Like, he has what? That one where he's president? That's it?
He's got Madagascar.
He's in a movie that's not his movie. And now all of a sudden he's a filmmaker and he's taking photos where he does this.
Hey, he's Tony P. I just saw that exact pose on a photo of Tony P when I was going through my Explore Instagram. That exact photo. Let me see if it's still up.
No, I'll pull it up over here, man. This, if that's true, it's worth seeing. If that's true, it's worth seeing. Instagram.com.
Oh, okay. It's a little different.
That's probably close,
though. It was a little different.
Unofficial. Unofficial Tony P. I mean, just, I don't even need to click them. Can we just scroll? Look at this. Look at that. Look at that.
Yeah.
Like, what is he doing?
I don't know. Like, do you think he knows?
Can we call the National Guard or something? Like, we've got to do something.
Do you
There's
think he
no
knows, though?
Way he knows. There's no way he knows.
I'm going to bring this up to him next time I see him.
I mean, we could literally spend an episode just, like, dissecting his photos into a grid. Be like, here's the 20 photos of you doing this on your eyeball. Here's the 20 photos of you covering your lips because you don't like your lips. There's, like, a million. They're all the same.
At least there's no, like, terrible smiles yet. It's all weird face.
Here's another one. There's another one! There's another one!
Dude. I'll go back up. Those two fucking same exact photos.
Yeah, he's right here, dude. Yeah. Well, didn't we find one for Christmas and New Year's? I talked about this on the show. I had it as prep.
Yeah, I think it was those two.
Right? No, those aren't similar enough. What day is this? Where does it say? March 22nd. We gotta go back farther. We gotta keep going back, man. Gotta keep going back. Wait, when's this? Okay. Maybe it was those two.
I think it was, man.
No, it's these. Oh, it's this one, December 25th, Christmas, and then this one, New Year's Day. The exact same photo posted. This is how we know that he doesn't, he's not aware. He would not have posted these exact two photos a week apart, exact same outfit, exact same pose, exact same room. He wouldn't do that if he knew. He clearly doesn't know.
It's real bad, man. Remember when he had blonde hair?
Yes, I remember we talked about it on the show. Remember when he used to do Screamo? I forgot he used to do Screamo.
Yeah.
You know, I want someone to remind me of this later when we're famous. Okay? So, Taylor, that's up to you, okay? When this show takes off and I get our studio that you're not invited into...
Right.
And I have an intern...
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give that intern a show, and it's going to be called Unofficial Tony P. Watch. And every week, I just want them to assimilate all the Tony P. media, and we're going to study him like a zoo animal. And we're going to do that.
Sounds good, man.
Okay.
I mean, I won't be there since I'm not invited, but...
Well, you'll be there, you just won't be in the show.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
You're not allowed in the studio because you don't think we're going to have one.
No,
just... By the way, I gutted Helen. This is a flesh right here.
Yeah, flesh.
No, it's an unpaid internship, Taylor. I'm sorry, I'm broke. Okay. Also, you don't want to move here, so...
No.
No, don't do that. Taylor's been at the beach, like, the last few days. Could you imagine being on vacation in the beach and then coming and watching this show?
No. No.
I'm really worried about my honeymoon.
Not gonna come back?
No, just like mentally. Like, how can I come back?
I wouldn't. Just stay there.
I can't do that.
Aaron can drive.
I have a son. I have a life here. I need to make money.
He can drive.
Chris has a job.
That's a good point.
The internship will give you credits for your college class. Yeah, that's how I'm going to find it. Yeah, I'm going to find kids. That's why I got to find interns out of college. They're desperate, you know?
Yeah.
I just don't. I don't know how I'm mentally going to come back.
I don't know how I'm going to mentally get through your speech.
Oh my god, that's less than a month away now, man. Have you started writing it yet?
No. Being like, we all know Seth, great guy, great relationship.
I know, I wish it would have just stopped Howard's right there. Like, it's like, Seth got married today, I want you guys to know that's fantastic. See ya. I am Iron Man. You know, that's what I would like to see as your speech. That would be great.
Okay, I can do that.
No, don't do that. Chris,
I can do that.
Chris will be mad.
That's fine.
And Britt isn't going to allow it. I think that's going to be your biggest issue. Is
she
that
won't know. I'll write
know
a fake one. I'll
then
write a fake
one. Why wouldn't you give that one?
Because I like this one better. Seth's a guy.
He has man parts. Touch. I have seen them. Chris will now not enjoy those for the rest of her life.
Yep.
Yeah.
Can you get him off the screen?
I was actually just scrolling through here just to wait to see one of you in here.
I don't think I'm in here.
I'd
prefer to not be in here.
You're going to be in here at some point. Colby, I got the best move for you. Have a piece of folded paper in your pocket that as you're about to begin, you rip it in half and say you'll speak from the heart. Yeah, dude. That wouldn't be a cliche at all.
Yeah, no, I'm good on that.
God, look at how emaciated he is right here, dude.
He's very skinny.
He looks sick.
Ah, there's one.
There you are, man. Dude, that's over a year ago. You have been free from his Instagram for over a year, man. That's like Alcoholic Anonymous. You get like a token. We should give you a token.
That is pretty impressive, actually.
Tony P free for over a year.
God, I remember that night.
Yeah.
That does not seem like a year ago.
But more than a year ago. That was March.
Yeah, that does not seem like a year ago.
Damn. Let's just keep going.
That's terrifying. Dude, what happened to him?
Look at this. Like, does this not seem like a stranger?
Yeah.
Like, how could we know this guy? What in the actual...
That's right. He did that for like 1,000 subs or something like that.
Okay.
Oh, there's more blonde hair, though.
We're like watching it in reverse, though, Taylor, because we're going back in time.
Was that me? Go back up. Right there. What is that?
No, that's not you.
Oh, thank God. I don't know what that was. I'm sorry.
We all have cancer now. I just, like, thanks.
Yeah, no problem.
Oh, this will cure it.
That's pink hair.
Like, if I printed this photo and gave it to a stranger and I'm like, do you think this is a gay porn star? Would they say yes?
Probably. Do I have enough left? Oh, fuck. Yes, I do.
You want me to help you finish it?
No, I think it's
gone. We only got 13 minutes.
Yeah, it's gone. Just right.
Oh, God. You guys remember this?
Jesus.
That was October 29th, 2016. Wow. We're going to get to the point where I'm no longer in Wichita here pretty soon.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I was definitely not hanging out with him at this point in time.
Yes, you were.
Mm-mm.
No? Why? You guys were in a fight or something?
No, like I'd see you up. I lied.
That's 2013.
Yeah.
This is 2013.
So did he just have a really big jump where he just didn't use Instagram?
Like, when is this? 2014. That was a 2-month gap. God, I remember his truck, dude. Maybe we just skipped a lot? No, I think he just posted less frequently, but he never took it off. Dude, how many photos of this? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That happened.
That's you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's really sad.
You know what the most disturbing thing about this photo is?
Mm.
This is on his Instagram,
mm-hmm.
but you're taking it. So you took this photo, and you're like, bro, you got to post that.
I probably sent it to him, yeah.
Yeah.
Then he posted it. I posted that one, though, too.
Oh, I'm sure that's also on your Instagram, online. Right? Boy band cover. definitely. Like, he looks like a stranger. Is this a throwback? How is this person and this person and this person the same person? This looks like a female ghost inhabited his body in this photo. Look at this!
He's always been a douche.
This isn't douche, dude. This is closet. This is mothballs, man.
This is mothballs.
He had to move Tom Cruise out of the way to take this photo. Dude. What's that? Is that just a meme dog? And he cropped out the meme part?
Yeah.
And then posted it to his Instagram?
Yep.
Okay. I'm disgusted by you, man. That you lived through all this and you're still like, yeah, I'm going to hang out with him every weekend. He is wearing a Young Money Cash Money Billionaires jersey right here. 2012. Wow. That's 7 years ago.
Yeah, this was definitely the beginning of his douche phase.
Okay, this is his very first Instagram post.
Dude, he looks like a female. Like, take off that head, he looks like a female. Jesus. Called it back then, man.
You sure did.
Do you see the caption? Snap back, boy, take that fucking fitted off. I think that's why I wrote that. It wasn't a picture. It was that caption.
Oh, my God. Wow.
I don't think my Instagram's that bad.
I don't want to look through it.
Yeah, let's not.
Yeah. I don't know how to recover. To be honest, it's really hard to continue.
I was never about selfies, really.
No.
Like, there's a few, but the
most
majority...
of your selfies are self-deprecating except for that 8 week period where you were a gym douche.
Yeah.
There was like a good 4 or 5 months where you were a gym douche.
Mm-hmm.
When that one other gym douche that wasn't Pinello was with you. As soon as he disappeared, you stopped being a gym douche. He was like the alpha male. Who was that guy?
His name's Jake.
Do you still know him?
Like, yeah.
When's the last time you saw him?
I think he moved to Texas.
Okay, that sounds like a place that douches go.
But I probably
I'm
seen him last
list
year.
Of stairs.
I saw him last year sometime.
Okay. All right. Was he an alpha male?
He's kind of a dick. He's a cool dude to dudes, but to females, not the best guy.
Yeah.
Well, that was fun.
Was it?
Yeah. Me and Britt have been cleaning out my place because she's moving in, and I got to get rid of a whole bunch of shit.
Because you're sticking with your one bedroom, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I found this. You remember the wall in my basement that had all the photos on it?
Yes.
Yeah, I found all those photos.
Did you toss them?
No.
I can't bring myself to get rid of that crap either. Like, I found a notebook. In fact, it's probably... I bet it's, like, sitting right over there. I found a notebook the other day. You probably remember it. It was one of those black little memo pads that we had back when we had Duo Studio A, B, and C that we kept in Studio A and B. And it just had scribbles from my ex-wife, from Whitney, from you, from me. That was the one that you wrote in when we were doing A Beautiful Monsters Live, and you threw something hard at me, and then you wrote "I'm sorry" in there. Like, I was like, I should just throw this. Why am I keeping this garbage? That I couldn't bring myself to get rid of it.
Yeah, I mean, most of those photos I believe are on Facebook somewhere, but they're not my Facebooks. So
yeah,
I'm keeping them.
I mean, it's a period of your life that, like, do you regret it?
Oh God, no.
Yeah. Like, I don't really regret it either, but, like, if you could go back and not live that, I might...
No.
I don't know, man.
I'd go back and live in it. It was super fun, man. Well, for me, it was at a time with no worries, no job, no bills.
I mean, you had...
Barely school.
You had... School wasn't important. You got to live rent-free, had no bills, and you got laid. And you had a ton of weed.
A really good time.
When I look, like the time that I was talking about, I was going through a divorce. I got my wife accidentally pregnant. I had to convince you to work, even though I was competing against all of those things. And, yeah, that's about it. So maybe that's the difference.
That's the difference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And still, to this day, still have to convince you to work.
Yeah.
And now, you don't have anything good to not do. You still just don't do it.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Dude, Boy Meets World. Non-stop repeat. That's
gonna go away, dude. Hulu's getting deleted.
That's just as good.
Hulu's getting deleted.
Well,
now.
I'm almost done with it, so it's fine.
All right, here's what we didn't talk about. Jeff Bezos going to the moon. We also didn't talk about Denver's first place to decriminalize psychedelic mushrooms.
That's gonna go bad.
You think that's gonna end badly?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I seen new movies, 2020, no trailers. What? I don't know what that means.
No, neither.
Darkness, hope you're doing good, man. We should probably end, huh?
Yeah.
It's too hot to do a show.
It's really hot.
How much you got left over there, mimosa-wise? You gotta chug it, dude.
I got a full one.
You gotta chug it.
I'm chugging.
It's really weird to me that I look over here at the playback of you chugging it instead of just turning and looking at you in real life.
Because it's a different angle. You get to see both.
I'm in 3 inches from you.
No, it's a different angle. I look better on there, too.
Do I look better on there or in real life? What if I do this?
Still better on there.
That's the goal. Those Facebook filters are working, or Snapchat.
Yeah, there you go.
God, I'm so old, dude.
We didn't even get to our female photos.
Oh, my God, we didn't.
Nah.
And we're not going to get to them on Thursday either, because all we're going to do is rage about Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm. They're there. I'm not deleting them. They're there.
What are we going to talk about a week from today?
No idea.
We're just going to go back to like
a fucking around with stupid internet.
Like, no, I mean, it's all seriousness. Most of this show is Star Wars, Marvel, Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Like, generally, we fall back onto that stuff after I'm done talking about my life.
Mm-hmm.
That's generally what we do. There are no Marvel movies announced. Game of Thrones is over. And there's no Star Wars announced.
Yep.
What do we do?
I don't know.
I haven't seen the new Maleficent movie trailer, Kay, so I can't give you an opinion.
Really dumb.
And Colby doesn't care about Maleficent.
I don't.
You know how I know? Because he suggested that Angelina Jolie should play Cruella de Vil in the next Cruella movie, and he wouldn't have said that if he knew that Angelina Jolie was Maleficent.
I knew she was Maleficent.
No, you didn't.
I did not know that there was going to be a second one.
Oh, but you thought it would be okay for her to be two villains?
Yeah.
You're dumb.
Though. You're dumb.
You're dumb.
You're dumber.
You're dumbest.
Oh, you got me.
Okay, let's get out of here, please. All right.
Take your time.
I got it. All right.
I just feel like a sense of depression.
I do, too. It's like now we just sit and wait for Game of Thrones to disappoint us.
Yeah.
Like, that hit me just right there, man.
It's over, man. It's done. I'm ready. I'm tired of it ruining our lives.
Yep. Well, we'll be back Thursday.
Maybe.
I'll be here. Colby might die.
I might.
He might jump off a building. Although, ironically, in Wichita, there's not buildings big enough for him to die from, so he'll just break his legs.
Are we going
to
do a review after this episode?
It'll be too late.
Too late?
There's no way the women will let us.
They can suck it.
I mean, I'll do one if you want to do it.
They can suck it. They could be on it. I don't give a shit.
Okay, 20% chance that we'll do a live episode tonight, then. 20% chance.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah. If
depends
it does,
on how rage-filled I am.
Here's the chance. Well, wait, if it more rage-filled, bigger chance or less chance?
Oh, bigger chance.
Okay, there's a 90% chance that we will do an episode tonight, and Colby, there's a 100% chance he will be blazed beyond belief on Miller Lights. You gotta bring alcohol.
I don't know, man.
You're gonna need depression drink.
We'll see.
All right, man. So, but either way, we'll be back Thursday. That's our next episode, 8 p.m. Eastern. 2 a.m. Central European for another episode, probably a full review of Game of Thrones, unless we do it today, and then we'll still do it Thursday because we'll still be mad. And then Colby plays games afterwards, and then we'll be back next Sunday, and we'll do all the stuff. But guys, thanks for hanging out. Everything's at SethAtColby.com. All the social media links, all the merch, all the links to the iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify podcast links, and all the VODs are all there. Go check it out, SethAtColby.com. Otherwise, have a great weekend. Have a great week. We'll see you on Thursday.
See you, guys.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.